Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome D-Tech Smith and Steve Mix. You are now entering
the MegaCast.
Ted has stopped sweating for the first time in 4 days.
Welcome back.
Yeah.
So you were gone for a little bit. Then you
came back.
Did
we do one last week?
Oh, did we?
Yeah.
Well, welcome back, Mac.
I was like, wait a minute, Migs, I'm pretty sure me and you did one last week.
It's been a long week. We had Monday off. We had Friday off. Welcome me back.
Exactly. Yeah, I was going to say, right.
That's right. We even talked on the radio in the men's room.
Right. We talked about Action Park.
That was still on. Like, that was like the highlight of my afternoon. I'm just sitting around. And dude, a bunch of people texted in the next morning or the following. We came back on Tuesday. So we were on. So you guys called me on Friday. And I was off that day. And you're just like, hey, man, can we call you to talk about Action Park? I'm like, absolutely. Just got my headphone, my wire, like, you know, my headpiece, and I went outside and just freaking.
Well, somebody called in. I forget what our question was, but he was like, yeah, and we ended up at Action Park. And so me and Miles the Thriller just like, Action Park. That sounds freaking awesome.
It's a great name to a park.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm like, gotta go down that. So we're making jokes. And then there's a guy, John, that sends me like DMs all the time or Facebook messages, and he's like, you gotta call Steve. Yeah. And then the text line just blew up, and everybody's like, Steve Mix went there all the time as a kid. So I was like, Mike, I'll text him.
Yeah.
And you got right back. You're like, yeah, I'm good to go. I was like, perfect.
It was the perfect timing because on Fridays, typically Sid takes Tatum to go hang out with grandma and great grandma.
All right.
Or at Ma, as Tatum likes to call her. Ma. So you can't get grandma out. She just goes, Ma. Nah.
Why does she sound like John Clayton in that Gold commercial? Ma.
Chinese food, ma. Listening to Slayer, ma. So they're out doing what they're doing. I'm just hanging out at home alone when you saw me and Lulu. Just don't want to insult Lulu. I know she listens to the podcast.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, dude. So I just wanted to, I went outside because I knew they were coming home at any given moment.
All right.
So I was like, oh, man. Do I want to be that guy that right in the middle of maybe a fun conversation about Action Park, my 1.5-year-old just comes screaming in? I don't know what kind of mood she's going to be in. So I did it outside, which I'm sure my neighbor's like, what is this guy talking? Like, he's the quietest guy. And all of a sudden now he's just yelling about an Action Park, amusement park that nearly killed people.
Well, that's another thing, right?
Because
it was like right after 4 o'clock or right around 4 o'clock on a Friday. So I was like, you know, I was like, he could be doing 1,000 things right now. They had the day off. Like, he might, for all I know, he might be over like Bainbridge.
Dude, legit, that window of time where you texted me was like the only downtime I had that entire day. Because I played hockey earlier in the day, came home, was doing some stuff on the lawn, trying to get it green again. You know, just trying to like be a homeowner and do some things like that. Talking with my buddy Jonas, who's working on my backyard, putting like a retaining wall. And then he left, and then now I'm sitting on the couch just about to watch some television, and I get your text. I'm like, huh, couldn't come at a better time, because any chance I could get to talk about Action Park, I'm in.
Yeah, that's unbelievable. Right. Also, you stay super busy. That's, I was like, perfect.
Yeah.
And I had never heard of it, but now, like, we were talking about Last Night on the podcast, and Cobb was like, yeah, I saw the documentary.
Documentary's great.
Yeah, what's it, like the Class Action Park?
Class Action Park. Honestly, though, at first, it's a good documentary, and then for a minor amount of time, you're like, okay, why am I watching this? It gets like kind of boring.
All right.
Maybe because I was tired when I watched it, and then maybe it was just getting a little too like talky. You know, sometimes like it's just like a lot of...
Well, it's a doc.
Yeah, exactly. It's talky. But then all of a sudden, the good starts going down. You're like, okay, now I'm back in. So it's worth watching. And also, there was a movie made about it.
All right.
Loosely based, with Johnny Knoxville.
Oh, yeah. People gave us all that info.
Right.
Also, we found out after you hung up that they serve booze. So we're like, now we know what Migs's mom and her friend were doing.
Absolutely, dude. I said it on your show. I swear to God, I think our parents were just like, yeah, just don't kill yourselves. We're going to just go hang out at like the mini putt and drink some alcohol or something along those lines. It's a death trap. And like I said with you guys, I'm like, growing up, though, we knew no different. To us, there was two parks to go to. I don't know how it was in Maryland, but for us, there was two parks that were within driving range, like that where you could actually have fun. It was there was Six Flags Great Adventure.
All right.
Which is actually like an on the up and up, you know, that's like a safe place to go. But that's all roller coasters. I was more about water parks. Like I liked in the summer, I liked being places where you could get wet, you know?
So where I grew up, right, like right in PG County, we had Wild Waves.
Right.
Down in like Landover, which was like a...
Is it like Wild Waves here?
No, Wild Waves here seems nicer.
Okay.
Wild Waves was it had a wave pool and water slides, but it had like a roller coaster.
Right.
And then they upgraded it to Adventure World. And they added like one more roller coaster. Then finally Six Flags bought it. And now it's like a real amusement park with like legit rides and stuff. But when I was a kid, same thing. It wasn't terrible, but it was a little sketch. And I don't understand who thought wave pools on concrete were a good idea.
Terrible idea.
Like, you would always scrape your knees and this and that.
Dude, you would leave Action Park always with some kind of cut up body part. You know, like scraped up knees, scraped up elbows, scraped up face.
Yeah. Well, the other thing about Wild Waves was that people figured out after a while between lifeguards and people that run the park, you could just drop kids off there and like have babysitters all day.
Right.
So that was like, I think they ended up changing the rules a little bit. Like, somebody's got to be with the children.
Yeah.
We're not your babies, because it was cheaper to pay for a day or a season pass than to pay to somebody watch your kids all summer.
I bet that's exactly how Action Park did it too, because they were always offering discounts. Like, if you brought in like X amount of Coca-Cola cans, you got $20 off, and like it was a $30 ticket, so $10 for an entire, or if you do this or you do that, like, whereas like Great Adventure, Six Flags was not cheap. It was like, right, you know, $40.
Yeah.
And you know, you got a couple kids, that's a lot of, especially back in like, you know, the 80s and 90s.
Plus, I don't think people understand it, but like, man, when you're a teenager and you go to a water park or an amusement park, like, you know, our like little church club, whatever, would take the school bus, and you show up. I mean, it's a wild world. Right? Like, there's girls from who knows where, other schools, other areas.
Wearing nothing.
There's always the chance you guys are going to get into a fight because somebody's going to say something about one of your friends.
Yep.
I mean, it was a high tense environment.
It was a place for all walks of life to go.
Yes.
You want to get into a fight, chances are you're going to be able to find someone that's going to want to fight you. You just want to have a good time getting wet and doing some somewhat adventurous things or dangerous things. This is your place. You want to drink alcohol if you're over 21? Perfect. Apparently, if you want to work there and have sex with your coworkers, absolutely, totally cool.
There's some corner with like 16-year-olds like choking down cigarettes
and other things too.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, it was a wild adventure every time you went.
And for us, it was just like, that was Disneyland, man. Like,
yeah. Oh,
we're getting to go to Action Park again. This is going to be great. We'd go a few times this summer, and it was always a great time. And the minute you left, you had a couple wounds. You maybe a little scuffed up, but you're like, can't wait to come back to Action Park.
No, you get home. Mom pours peroxide on it. It bubbles up and burns. Oh. But, I mean, you couldn't wake it back. You got to get back to that park.
Well, if you watch the documentary, there's a part where it made me laugh out loud, because, you know, in life, like, we just have so much information goes in and out of our brains that you forget sometimes like the little details, and it's not until you see something that it triggers it again.
Yeah.
And there's like a scene where they're like talking about when people would get all hurt or scraped up, we'd bring them into this room, we'd hose them down, and we'd spray them with like that yellow, like, it's like that.
Is it iodine?
Iodine. Yeah.
Like, yeah. I remember that stuff.
And it just stung like holy hell. And it just stained your skin.
Yeah. You could always tell.
Yeah. Everybody's walking around looking like they got like jaundice. Like, they're all like yellow patches of, and you're just like, oh, you hurt yourself too. It's just like that. But then my mom would have that kind of stuff at home, because she's like, well, it works at Action Park. So, and then it was just like,
so did we. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, peroxide was poured on everything. Oh,
getting hurt wasn't the bad thing. It was like the healing process. That was the worst part.
Right. I mean, I remember so many times my knees being scraped up, and then you just had to stand there with like your foot on the toilet as they poured it over, and it was like, ah!
And it's like they're pouring acid on you.
And you're right. The iodine, the yellow stuff. I can remember my babysitter for years and like coming home, because we would play like street hockey, and it was like, it was always on your arms and stuff.
Oh, and they bring out, it's like that and like the Pepto-Bismol were like the two things. I'm like, no, don't give that to me, please. Oh. I'm okay. I'll heal myself.
And now you got a kid, right? It seems barbaric, right? You'd be like, oh my God, are you okay? It was like, just pour some of that ass on it.
Right. Like, this is like something you use on someone that you need to get like terroristic information from. I'm going to spray you with the iodine. I'm going to cut your arm and then spray you. You can cut me. Don't spray it. No.
I mean, even in sports, that was always our line. Spray to play it.
Yeah.
You're fine.
Or what about, I don't know if you had this too, when you get a bad sunburn, there was that spray. Like, it wasn't aloe, but it was like, it was back then, it was like the chemically version of like using something natural like aloe. And it was like, you would spray it on your body and it would burn even more.
Yeah.
It's like, why are you doing this to me, mom? Well, like, you should have put sunscreen on. I'm like, well, is this just like me being punished? Like, you're just burning my skin chemically?
Oh, Action Park.
Action Park. Worth checking out the documentary. And like I mentioned to you guys, as you watch it, you go, this can't be true. I can't. The only thing I couldn't speak upon was like witnessing the actual scalpings and like people like. But I mean, I can say with 100% confidence that that documentary was true to its word.
I didn't know
the sex stuff, but like obviously that stuff.
I could hear it in your voice when you were like, "That was the one thing we weren't allowed on."
Yeah, there was like the cannonball loop.
Yeah,
and it was, I wanted to go on it because it was just like. But now looking back on it, why did they think they could? It was like a loop-de-loop that you would go on like on a roller coaster, but it was just a human body going through it, and they wanted this sheer momentum that it would take you down this like steep decline, and then it would give you enough momentum to spin, make you go through this loop in a tube. There was nothing like pushing you other than gravity.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing I could say is I remember one time before it was still Wild Waves, being on a slide, and I was obviously a fat kid, but I mean, I remember that thing got so high up, I was like, I'm going to fall off this slide.
Dude, those are just,
like one of the turns, it banked, and I don't think I ever want it on again.
Well, there was that day, like I mentioned, my favorite ride was like that. There was like the Rapids one was cool, but one of my favorite ones was you go on like this, you're basically sitting on like a boogie board, like something very small, and you're going down like a water slide.
Yeah.
And it's got like the bumps. So you could get, but you'd leave the slide because there's nothing holding you down. This is just water and gravity that's making you go through it. So when you like, it's exhilarating, but it's also terrifying. Like to think back on, I would not let my daughter go down this thing.
No. Well, I was going to say, we had the crappy one, but then down in Virginia, there was King's Dominion, which was like a real park.
Oh, see, yeah. Did you ever have, and now you got me down, like my mind spinning about all the fun, stupid stuff as a kid. Did you guys ever have like the traveling roller coaster, not roller coaster, Ferris wheel? Like it was like a car that carried like a miniature Ferris wheel, and it would just drive down street blocks, and like for a couple bucks they'd let you get on it, and you just go.
Man, I don't know, but I'm sure I've been at a park for like a baseball tournament where there was some questionable rides that had shown up.
Dude, like this was the thing, like it was popular for block parties.
All right, yeah.
But sometimes I think the guy would just go rogue if he didn't have any work.
Just make some extra money.
Yeah, and he would just drive the streets like an ice cream truck. And then pull off to the side if enough kids were waving at him, charge a couple bucks, and you just go on the stupid. I mean, maybe it goes like, it's not that, it's like maybe 15 feet high, 20, not 20, probably 15 feet high. And it's like the lowest budget Ferris wheel you'll ever go on. And we were like, this is so awesome.
Do you still have ice cream trucks down in your neighborhood?
Dude, there was an ice cream truck at the Puyallup Spray Park just the other day. We went on Monday.
All right, yeah.
I wanted to go. What was your go-to?
I like the Fat Frog.
Oh, the Fat Frog was awesome.
Because his nose was a piece of gum.
Exactly.
And then if you were going top dollar, I'd go Chipwich.
Chipwich was a solid pick. My more often than not go-to is the strawberry shortcake.
All right. As I got a little bit older, I transitioned into Toasted Almond.
That was also really good. Bomb Pop was a good one because it was always affordable.
Yep. It was the pricing.
You're right.
Yeah. Like
a buck could get you to Bomb Pop. But if you got a $1.50, then you could get the $1.25 was like the strawberry shortcake. $1.50 was the Chipwich.
I was just saying that Chipwich was always more expensive.
It was so good, though.
You know what? I haven't had a Chipwich in a year because Toll House makes such a good version of that now. I mean, Christ, let's just get real quick. I remember we got ice cream in St. Joe's, like my elementary school.
Right.
And I will never forget the first time I had a Choco Taco.
Oh.
And it was just like, what is this? This is amazing.
I was, for the longest time, kicking and screaming, refused the Choco Taco. I don't know why, but it didn't seem like it made any sense to me. I think I thought maybe there was ground beef in it. You know what I mean? I was like, no, that sounds disgusting. And then finally someone's like, dude, just try a bite. And I took a bite. And I'm like, I can't believe for years I've been turning this thing down.
God, you know what? I'm going to get some random ice cream cones or something this weekend when it's super hot.
Good call.
Yeah.
Get the, you know what I also love was like the little cups with the half chocolate, half vanilla.
Oh, I was always spoon. In.
Yeah.
And then you chug it down with a little jug. Remember those?
Was it the little quarter drinks? With like the little tin foil?
Yeah, and you
foil?
Had to rip off the tin foil.
Yes.
I mean, that was just sugar water, but those things were amazing.
Yeah. Oh.
So I'm saying, like, let me eat my ice cream and chug this little sugar drink.
We would get a slice of pizza and a quarter drink.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like $1.25. Boom.
TED Talks, starring B-Tech Smith.
Steve, simple advice this week, everybody. Stay cool out there.
Oh, man. Yeah. It's going to be hot.
Yeah, I saw a stat last night. We've had 300-degree days in the last 100 years. This weekend, we could have three in a row.
That's what my wife says. Like, oh, yeah, it's going to be around like mid-90s next day. Oh, it looks like it's going to be high 90s next day. Weather says it's going to be like 101 degrees on Saturday and Sunday. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. So glad. I don't want you to punch me. I'm so glad we have air conditioning.
I know.
Did you get a new air conditioner yet?
No. Well, I was going to buy it last week. Then I won't be that.
Now it's sold out.
Yeah. Because they have some that you don't have to put in the window. They last for 8 hours. So I was like, perfect.
I saw those. Yeah. They really stepped up the portable air conditioning technology.
They did. I'm running a two-fan system right now. Got one on my head, one on the bottom of my feet.
Yeah.
Like the two heats, if I keep those things cool, I'm pretty good.
And just don't move.
Right? I'm just sleeping with like one leg out of a sheet.
Have you seen those cooling bed things?
I've seen those. Yeah.
I have a buddy that swears by it.
I got to buy a new bed anyhow.
Yeah. Yeah, you do.
I don't know. You say that. Like, were you sleeping in my bed and I didn't know it?
All the time.
It's just one of those old people things, right? It's like, oh, Christ, I got to get a new bed.
Dude, we think that. I'm like, man, we've had our bed for over 10 years.
Yeah.
And they always say, like, I mean, it's.
I think they say eight.
Yeah, every 5 to 8 years. Yeah. I'm like, I feel like we could get 5 more years out of this bitch, personally. I'm going to try because they ain't cheap anymore.
No, not the good ones.
No, I know. And then some of those ones that you could buy in a box, but I don't know yet. I'm not 100% sold on the ones that like show up in a box and you open it up and it just poof. There's
the problem is I hear both sides.
People swear by them. Some people say it's the worst thing ever on their back.
Correct. But yeah, I was over this trip. I was somewhere and I was like, "Is this one of those bed in a box?" They're like, "Yeah." I was like, "This is actually pretty comfortable."
See, maybe it's the way to go.
Depends on who you are.
Yeah. Yep. That's a good point. You got to ask that person their prior medical conditions. Did you have a bad back going into this?
Right. Are you doing something to mess with your back during the day?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Dude, speaking of water, we went to the spray park, like I mentioned in Puyallup.
All right.
I got to share this quick story with you because I want to get your just. So the spray park is just pure chaos. I'll show you some pictures. Like, so Tatum just basically goes around and just like. Has the time of her life walking around in like the water. Like there you see like just water spraying everywhere. It's in all downtown right. Puyallup. There's a billion kids just walking around. Water's going nuts. The kids all are right. Having a time of their life. Right?
All right.
But of course, kids are losing their mind there. It's pure chaos. Kids are running around. So I was about to take a picture of Tatum and there's a ton of space around us. Just to set it all up. And I'm taking the picture. As I take the picture, this little boy who's maybe a couple years older than her, maybe a year older than her, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Straight up body checks her from the back to get past her. Just runs right behind her, forearm, takes her down, and keeps going. Goes to his mom. I look at his mom, and I'm just like, hey, can you get control of your kid? And I'm like, oh, my gosh, I become that parent. Because I wanted nothing more than to punch this kid, but I'm like, that would be frowned upon. You know what I mean? So here, just so you can see what I'm talking about. So there, I found, the picture I took was like mid-action, but watch the live picture.
Ooh, yeah. I mean, as soon as you said, I want your opinion on this, I was like, oh, she got body checked.
Bad, right? Yeah,
well, just, it's a water park and they're losing their minds.
For space. He totally treated her like Cam Chancellor against that 49ers player.
He did. But I'm not shocked. I mean, that's the risk you run at Chaotic Park.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. Tatum got up and was fine. And I looked at my wife. I'm like, I kind of felt. And then the mom pulls him aside and does like the whisper lecture. You know what I mean? Like, well, son, you know you're not supposed to. And the kids just got eyes on his face that are like, I need let go. Okay, yeah, mom. I want to go back out there and run over people. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't give an F what mom's saying. He's not, you know, in my head, I'm like, yeah, you might, I would be like, hey, son, you don't do that. Like, the next time you do that, we leave the water park. So I looked at Sid. I'm like, was that a line for, was that too much? And before I could even say anything to my wife, who agreed that it wasn't, because I wasn't like yelling at the lady. I'm like, hey, just get some control of your kid. Like, there's a lot of room to walk around. Like, you know, two other moms are sitting right there go, no, I'm not out of line at all. That kid's been a problem all the time.
Oh, and I'm like, all right.
Well, all right, then. We mentioned it on the air, and some guy's like, I had the same problem at the spray park. Same kind of a thing. Later on, though, while I was there, I, quote unquote, accidentally tripped that kid while he was running by me. I'm like, well, yeah, I wouldn't do that.
I'm not saying it's okay, but I just assume that's the risk you run at the spray park.
Oh, it's just chaos.
Yeah. I mean, it's like those little kids, right? What is that? Noon, 1 o'clock in the afternoon?
That was around 1 o'clock, yeah.
Yeah, that's like them. That's like they're now the people that are at an after party and it's 3 a.m., right? Like they are going nuts. They don't care anymore. At this point, like they're popping more bottles of champagne, being like, screw it, we're already here. We're in the park. Let's wall out.
They just said, screw it, I'll take that third hit of Molly. I don't care.
Yeah, right? That's what a water spray park is to children.
It was chaos, man. It was so funny. And then like there's like teens also in there, and I'm like, yo, and they're running around like crazy, and I almost was like, you're too old to be doing this. Like, not to try and tell you what I mean, I'm okay with teens trick or treating and doing things that still, you know, make them feel like a kid. But when you have little children that are a year and a half, 2 years, 3 years old, and you're just running right by them, not even caring because you're just dumb and being a teenager. I mean, I take umbrage with that.
Yeah,
I'm becoming a parent.
It's a tough call, right?
Weird, man.
So, you know, like, do you know the Anderson School, the McMinimins,
yes,
up in Bothell?
Uh-huh.
So they have that heated pool,
mm-hmm,
but it's open. Anyhow, my buddy was in town. You know my buddy, Rob.
Yeah.
So he was like, hey, let's book some rooms and stay up there. And I was like, cool. So during the day, we went to the pool. We got on our robes. We may have already had a couple of beverages.
No.
But we get to the pool and it is just families.
Oh.
And like we get in, but we're just like in the corner sitting and we're in there like maybe 5 minutes. And we're like, there's two. We're the only adults and we got to get out. And we like get out. We're drying off and there's a tiki bar up top. So we just look. There's like one dad there who just looks a little bored because it's obviously a birthday party.
Yeah.
We're like, yeah, we're the only two in there swimming. He's like, yeah, I noticed that. Looks a little uncomfortable. We're like, yeah. And then we go, we're going up to the tiki bar to get a drink. And I, you know me, I go, you want to come with us? And he snaps over to his wife. He goes, can I go have one? She's like, one.
Yeah,
he had like three beers with us.
She knows one's going to be three.
Right. We were like, and then later when the families left, we went back and it was fine. But you're right. Sometimes you just got to gauge the water park. And I don't know that teens are smart enough to be like.
But their parents are.
Right. Like, we're bigger. We should maybe let the little kids run around.
Right. We can get splashed by the water, but let's not chase each other around children.
Right.
Dude, it's like that time when J-Mac and I went and did that hockey tournament in Vancouver. And we were at a hotel, and the hotel had, I feel like Action Park, a giant tube slide
that
you could see from the outside, which was kind of cool the way it was
nice.
Set up. And it goes right into the pool. So you fly up some stairs, you jump, go in. You know, we're having a couple beverages at around like 12, 1 in the afternoon, and we're like, let's go for a dip before we have to meet up with everybody and play and do the draft tournament. And so we go get some drinks. We make our drinks. Pound those, make a couple more. All right, let's go. Now we're stumbling, laughing, and we're like, we get there. And it's same thing, full-on families.
Yeah.
And who are in line to get in this, go down this slide? Us and maybe like at most, the oldest was like 7. And so it's just like the visual is just fantastic. I'm sure these parents are like, what's wrong? Kid, J-Mac, kid, Steve. And the two adults look like they're having more fun than the kids.
Yeah. I mean, right, we could do this all day. I've done it, like Spokane once, Ben and I, the same thing at a hotel pool. And it was just like, you know, like you ever see that picture of the one dog that's just kind of standing in the water? And you're just like, all right, we can't, like, no, like, we're not doing anything wrong, but it just feels awkward with the only adults in the pool.
It's weird.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, probably they don't even think anything of it, but like, what are you going to do? Like, close your eyes, let's play Marco Polo. You know what I mean? Like,
when you don't have a kid with you and it's all kids, like, I know you parents probably don't even notice, but like, when I was watching Luke, Bernie's little kid play, and it's just like, yep, I'm friends with the coach.
Yeah.
Like, there's a reason I'm here.
It's Uncle Ted here.
Right.
I'm Uncle Ted.
I'm not just watching 11U Little League baseball.
Why don't we take a quick break when we come back? Speaking of baseball, let's talk sports.
All right.
With Ted's Wide World of Sports.
Ted and Steve need a moment. That's cool. I'll just sit here and be the unpaid robot. That's stuck listening to the shit. The Mega Cast will be back.
Coors is introducing boozy ice cream. And now, not to be outdone, Mike's is excited to bring you Mike's Hard Hot Dogs. Summer grilling just got a little more boozy with spiked wieners.
Mmm, I just love Mike's Hard Hot Dog.
Get a six-pack of all-beef hot dogs infused with vodka, natural flavors, and carbonated water. Mike's Hard Hot Dogs, now with 5% alcohol.
Warning, don't grill and drive.
One of these two dicks just farted. Oh, that's not their ass. It's their overall existence that stinks. The MegaCast is back.
We're plotting how to get revenge on that little kid that took my daughter out at the spray park.
It's like touching the goaltender. Like, listen, I don't think you should leave the skates, but you know what? Maybe next time he swings by, leave the ice. I don't know.
I mean, sometimes the goalie's just got to take the stick and hack the back of the person's leg. I got a little aggressive at a recent drop-in. I was like, I usually am super chill. If anything, I get mad at myself. Like, I'll curse and be like, damn it, because there's a bad goal, whatever. But there was this guy, and he was like channeling his inner Sean Avery douchiness. And if you know hockey, you remember Sean Avery was like the biggest douche in hockey.
100%.
And there's like famous footage of him taking on the Devils when he played with the Rangers, and he'd have his stick up in the air, and he'd be waving it in front of Martin Brodeur's face. It's like, yeah, that's not illegal, but it's super douchey.
So that guy was doing that in drop-in?
Yes.
Oh, and that was, no.
And he's doing that, and I'm like, all right, Sean Avery. And he's just like, then he starts like banging on my stick as like the play is happening around me. He's standing in front and he's banging on my stick. And I'm like, okay, now this guy is just being a dick.
Yeah.
So when the play happened where he's like, his back is right up against me trying to screen me, I usually don't go for the kidney shot on the cross check. I usually go a little bit higher, or I just take my glove and push the guy forward. Just like, hey, move up a little bit. Like, I get where it's a drop and you don't need to, no one needs to try that hard. I just jammed him real hard in the back. And like, he moved and he never came back again. He came back, but never touched me again. I'm like, look, man, you can stand in front of me all you want. There's nothing illegal about, there's nothing douchey about that. A little weird because we're just doing drop in and you potentially are going to get hit in the face with a puck. That's on you. Like, most people aren't being that aggressive with the way they're playing in a drop in. But if you're going to start trying to like F with me while I'm trying to play, like, that could potentially lead to an injury, and I ain't having that.
And what's the point? It's dropping. We're all trying to play and, you know, maybe get better or stay active. Like, this isn't even a beer league game, jackass.
No, it's middle of the day.
Yeah.
And the funny part is we played a five, and when the team scores five, that team won that game, and then the two teams switch sides. So that now that goalie that was you were shooting on is now your goalie. That way it creates fairness in case one goalie's having a bad day or one goalie's technically better than the other goalie. It's like it evens everything out. So I'm like, dude, in like about 2 minutes, I'm going to be on your team. Why am I going to try hard if you're just being a complete and utter prick to me?
Yeah, I like that you gave him a good.
I had to, man. Like, I'm not like that guy. Usually I'd like just I kind of use my glove and use the fact that they're on ice skates. It's not hard to push someone. Especially if they're not expecting it. Just give them a little bit of a shove, and they just glide a little bit forward. If they glide back, do it again. No harm, no foul. We're having fun. Like that. If that's the style you want to play, I'm okay with that. But if you're starting to like do chippy crap like Sean Avery and drop in, go F yourself.
Yeah, I'm with you. I was always pretty cool playing indoor keeper, but I definitely before have like looked down at a dude and be like, get the F out of my box.
Yeah.
Either that or like sometimes on a free kick, like there's somebody that stands like just the far enough away that they can. It's like, all right, I have no plans to put this anywhere except across your face.
Right. Well, there's another guy and I had to catch myself. Like, he's just Johnny Tryhard, but doesn't realize it. Like, that's just all he knows. In fact, we laughed during warmups in hockey. Like, when you're shooting at the goalie, you're not really trying to score. What you're trying to do is give that goalie a feel for the puck. That's the whole idea of warming up the goalie. It's not warming yourself up to see how quick you could snap a wrist shot at the goalie. So there's a couple of younger dudes, great guys. Like, you could tell you could always tell who's played at a decent level of hockey by how they treat the goalie during warmups.
All right.
So these two kids, maybe 18 or 19 years old, they're like, obviously aiming, okay, blocker, blocker, blocker. All right, now they're shooting glove, glove, glove. All right, lower pad, lower pad. And their dad used to play, he was drafted in the NHL, and like, he comes out too, and he does the same exact thing. So he obviously taught them right. So while they're doing it, this other guy's trying to work in as well because he has a puck. So there's three people warming me up. He's firing as hard as he can, top shelf, every time. And every time, the other two guys are just laughing because they watch me. I don't even move. I just take your shot. And then I come back over and I set up again. And they're just like, because I can see them, they're shaking their heads like, dude, really? Like, so congratulations, you just scored during warm-ups. Like, do you need video footage of that for your highlight reel? Well, the same guy will, like, when he's coming down trying to, like, score, he'll go wide and come back in, almost crash the goalie to try and score, like, cut across. And one time he kind of came close to, like, popping me in the head, and I'm like, next time he was kind of coming, and I was all set. Like, I had almost, like, a moment where I just became total douchebag, like, New Yorker goalie back when I was in high school. And I had my blocker ready. I was just going to, like, just
hit him.
Just drop him.
Yeah.
I'm like, but I was like, I can't do it. Like, I'm having this dilemma. I'm like, he's not doing it intentionally. Like, he's doing it intentionally, but not doing it intentionally thinking that he could potentially hurt me. He's just a try hard. And so I stopped myself for a second, reevaluate. And as soon as I stopped myself, he scored. I'm like, I should just hit him.
Just hit him.
Which would have been really awkward.
I love it. Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat. This is
the Ted Smith's
Wide World of Sports.
Brought to you by
Smith Family Popcorn. Good people, great popcorn.
He's wearing the shirt.
Right for the brand today.
Is that a Pat McAfee thing?
That's his thing, yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if it was or wasn't. He's killing it in commentary for the WWE right now.
You know what's funny? I don't watch any of his wrestling stuff, but I love his show, and he does a great job.
Yeah, he's a color commentator for Friday Night SmackDown? No, maybe. It's either Monday Night Raw or Friday Night SmackDown. I'm brain farting, but he's doing a great job.
Yeah.
There's moments where you're like, all right, dude, like... But he reminds me a lot of, like, old school, like, Jesse Ventura, like, the old days of, like, you know, a larger-than-life character.
Plus, McAfee's like that all the time.
Yes.
That's what I respect about it. Because some people, they're like, he seems a little douchier. This and I'm like, right, but that's just him all the time.
Right.
Yeah.
He's the guy that got drunk and bought a wrestling ring and then hired and then got Rip Rogers, who's, like, an old school wrestling teacher, former wrestler. To like, because he lives near him, to come and teach him how to wrestle. Like, yeah. It's just like, I love the mentality of, oh, F it, I have the money, I might as well just do it.
Yeah, why not?
Right.
All right, let's see. First of all, NBA playoffs and NHL are going on. You're talking about being a goaltender in hockey. As I watch more and more NHL, I am so impressed with the glove work.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's my new thing. I keep picking out something different every time, and I'm just amazed, like, did you guys all play baseball at some point? Like, the glove work sometimes, just that snatch. I'm like, man, they look like a first baseman.
Dude, the only time I have a good glove is when the guy shoots it right into my glove, and then it closes on its own, and I'm like, I got it. Now I'll quickly windmill it to make it look like I intended to do that. I treat my glove like a blocker, like the other. Like, I just want to stop the puck. I don't care. It almost never stays in my glove. I'm terrible with my glove. Like, it's at times embarrassingly bad. Like, a floater will come, and I'll snatch it, and I'll drip out of my glove. And I'm like, but those goals, you're right. Dude, it's insane. Like, sometimes on the warm-ups, I don't know if you ever watched them, like, when they're getting ready for a game, they're like against the wall, throwing a ball fast just to kind of get that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, right, it's so good. I'm like, man, they could be a first baseman in baseball.
Or a catcher.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, it's insane. The goaltending has been great.
It's been awesome.
Well, some games.
Some games.
The Islanders 8-0 loss was not a good one. And now I'm torn. Like,
that was an ass whooping.
And see what happens tonight. I hope they come back and answer because they were embarrassed.
Yeah.
And then tomorrow you got the Canadiens and Golden Knights again, and now it's like, do you go back to Leonard, who came in because of the loss, you know, like because of the little Marc-Andre Fleury had that little mess up playing the puck, gave up a goal, ended up losing in overtime. He was, like the coach said, he's like, he's been playing nonstop, he's older, he needs to rest his body and mind. So we're going to bring in Leonard. Leonard played amazing, won the game for them, and then they bring back Fleury and they lost, well, not his fault, but they still lost the game 4-1. So now it's like, oh, what do you do? It's, you know, they lose and they're done.
I'm not a hockey guy, but to me, Fleury, phenomenal. I would go with the hot hand.
Yeah.
That's just me.
I'm a Fleury, like, I love Fleury. I even had that when he was on the Penguins, and I hate the Penguins. I still rooted for Marc-Andre Fleury. I think the guy is, like, everything that's great about hockey and goaltending. He seems like an awesome dude, great goalie. I hope that maybe we could get him here in Seattle, even though he's a little bit older. Obviously has plenty of gas left in his tank. But man, you kind of have to think, well, Leonard had that big game, won it, you know, maybe.
And being a goaltender, that's just a specific thing. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I'm going with the hot hand. It's kind of like in baseball. Yep. Sometimes you get to the World Series and it's like somebody just threw two nights ago, their arms ragged. Like, yeah, but he's been throwing great stuff. Put him back out there. Fleury probably won't mind. Like, let's go with the hot hand. Worst case scenario, you're down two goals, second period. We'll put Fleury back in.
Yeah, yeah. And if they win, great. Then start the Stanley Cup Finals with Fleury and see what happens. I mean, because I know that he's the reason why they're there. But this has happened so many times to Fleury. When he was with Pittsburgh, I think the last time they won the cup or the last two times they won the cup, he was their guy. But then the other goalie, Matt Murray, I believe, Matt Murray, he became the hot hand and won the championship for them. So he had to like watch the other goalie hoist the cup as the Stanley Cup winner, even though he's the guy that got them to that point. So it's like, man, this guy keeps getting that. It's just like, it just seems like that's the thing with Fleury. Like, I mean, he's won a cup on his own, right? So it's not like as if he's like a choker, but it's a weird thing. Like, it seems like whenever he gets close to the promised land, something else happens that the hotter goalie needs to be played, and it's not him.
I am cautioning when I say this, the M's are on fire again.
What?
But I feel like the last time I said that, then they went out and lost like 8 straight games. So Mariners, don't put it on me, Mariners fans. Sorry.
Shed long. Keep being shed long.
What else going on? Max won a race in F1. There's not much you can do there. The Euros are going on. And then Sounders back in action tonight. I'm going to sit in my actual seat, vaccinated, not going to wear a mask.
Oh.
It's going to be crazy.
It's a weird feeling being around people in public without a mask on.
Yeah. And then Saturday, 6 p.m. Sounders match. You have a professional sporting event at 6 p.m. on a Saturday, and it's going to be almost 100 degrees. Oh, I'm predicting a 35% blackout. 35% of that crowd will be on their lips drunk.
Do you think you're blacked out before or after the halftime? Because I think it's 100% blackout by the time the game's over.
Right. I was just like, look, first of all, you have a pro sporting event starting at 6 p.m. on a Saturday. You're asking for trouble.
There's going to be a lot of people hurting on Sunday.
Oh, yeah. I'm being dead honest. I'm going to be swimming in Lake Sammamish on Sunday. I already have a recovery plan.
Dude, I'm wrestling this weekend. So I hope there's air conditioning in these buildings that I'm wrestling in. I don't know if they're like part outdoor, part. I'm wrestling at Scuttlebutt Brewery. That's going to be awesome.
Good brewery.
Sold out. Yeah, great brewery. I used to go there when I lived in Linwood. Taking on one of the biggest names in indie wrestling right now, Warhorse. So that's going to be a really fun time. I hope if you got tickets, I'll see you there. If not, unfortunately, it's sold out. And then Saturday sold out in Spokane, where it's going to be even hotter, and I'm taking on the devil himself, Drexel.
You're taking on the devil in 100 degree heat?
I know, he's got the
advantage. Did you plan this?
No. That's too good.
It's not fair. I mean, you got to work in that into your talk and just like, it's this hot. You know, like, I don't care, devil.
Devil, put on the air conditioning. He's cheating.
Are you spending the night in Spokane or coming back?
No, we're driving right back. Probably like 10 p.m. getting in the car again, making that 5-hour drive. Yeah. It's in and out.
Yeah.
Going to be there by 4. Wrestle. The show starts at 7. I'd imagine it's going to be done by 9-ish. Help clean up a little bit, get on the road by around 10-ish.
Yeah, the grind don't stop for Steve Mix.
You know, that's just what you got to do when you're an independent wrestler, man. You got to put in the drives with the boys. It's about the journey, man.
It's the journey. It's not the destination. It's the journey, man.
I don't even know what the destination is. Death? I'm not even sure, man. I'm working my way to it. It's going to be a lot of fun. So I know a few Rockaholics say they got tickets.
All right,
so,
cool.
Man, if you got tickets for any of those shows, especially in Spokane, that's super rad that you're listening.
Yeah.
Be sure to say hi. Hopefully I'll be in decent shape. I don't know, because it's going to be hot.
It's going to be warm.
Yeah.
Well, you're fighting the devil. These things happen.
Yeah, you know what? That's very true. Maybe I'll bring like an angel with me or something.
Right. Isn't the devil, wasn't he originally a saint and then he got sent to hell?
Yeah.
Yeah. You should look up that story. I mean, that'll be a deep reference. And that's why they kicked you out of heaven, you SOB.
Like, who's this guy with Steve? He brought his pastor Jesse with him.
Jesse, give him the business.
Jesse, spray him with the holy water.
Did you bring a little container of holy water and hit him with it?
A spray bottle and just write holy water on it.
Oh, man, that would be pretty good.
And just pull it out and... and then spray myself because I'm hot.
You got him on the ground with your knee on him. You're just hitting him with the holy water.
You sinner. All right, I got to go find myself a spray bottle, so I need to go. All right, actually, I got to go to a baby doctor appointment.
Are we back next week?
Well, why not, right?
Yeah, because I know we got some time off next week.
I think, I don't know, what the hell is next week? Oh, wait, that's right. Next week is, nope, it looks like Danny's off, but no, BJ's still working.
Yeah, all right.
We're working until Friday. I think we're off Friday.
All right, cool.
Yeah, that's right, because 4th of July weekend's next weekend.
Yeah, and it's on a Sunday, so everybody gets Monday off. National holiday.
Damn straight.
Yeah, it's about time. July 4th and New Year's Eve. Why do we get the daytimes off?
It makes no sense.
Oh, no, New Year's Eve, we do it correctly. You get New Year's Day. But right. July 4th, you got to wait for fireworks. I've always said, like, we should have July 5th off.
Right, I understand people like doing, like, the daytime barbecues and all that. Give a half day and give the person the next day off.
Right.
Or give them 2 days off. Screw it.
Take a week.
You know what? You're right. All right, we'll be back next week. You can follow us on Twitter at the Megacast. And if you're at a spray park, do not knock over the children.
Yeah. Stay in control, kids.
Yeah.
Stay in control.
Mm-hmm. And if I see you again, I'm not going to do anything. If you're a child, that would be weird.
Yeah, they'll get you in trouble. But Tatum's
going to F your world up.
Yeah. It's called a shoulder.
Mm-hmm. She's bringing her knife next time. Granted, it's a plastic knife, but she's bringing her knife next time. It cuts like these little vegetables. It's like a little style. They're like Velcroed together.
All right.
Like a carrot or like a little like potato, and you take the knife and it goes right through it. It sounds like it's slicing it.
Nice.
It's pretty sick.
I got to see that.
Well, next time we have a slumber party when, like, you know, it's just Ted and Steve at my house, we could play with all Tatum's toys.
All right, cool. Thanks. Yeah, bring them over. These are awesome.
All right, see you next week.
All right, see you, dude.